board back in session. Next app, please.
Next application is number 11433, the application of George and Penelope Hackman Jr. Jr. being George, not the Penelope. Being north of Route 54 Lighthouse Road, being northwest of Bayview Circle West, 600 feet northwest of Bayville Shore Drive, being lots 201 within Bayview Landing subdivision, with a 911 address of 38018 Bayview Circle West, Selbyville, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 533, Map 13, Parcel 221, requesting a variance from the rear yard setback requirement. To be more specific, they're asking for a 3.1-foot variance from the 10-foot rear yard setback for a sunroom. Gentlemen, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail returns on this application, and that's all I have unless you have questions.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Knight.
Ladies first. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Penelope Hackman, 38018 Bayview Circle West, Selbyville.
George C. Hackman, Jr., 38018 Bayview Circle West, Selbyville, 19975.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I have here our application for a variance with attached exhibits, five copies. May I approach?
Pass them down there, if you would, to the okay. Mr. Lang, please, sir. Thank you.
I'll pass them down. Thank you.
One for each.
Okay. All right, sir. Do you want to?
Okay. Good evening, lady and gentlemen. This application for a variance has to do with and is tied in with an existing approval, final approval for a variance in 2011, which is. The final approval letter was dated May 24th, 2011, and for a sunroom on our existing deck. Attached to that final approval letter was your finding of facts by this board, and after that was the, on the next exhibit, is the certificate of compliance from the building code department. The next exhibit is our property plat. And the final two picture copies of the exhibit are the sunroom showing through the door to the open existing deck. And the final, there's a better picture of that on the final exhibit, showing lawn furniture and a handicap ramp on the left-hand side of the open area deck. The reason we're here tonight is to ask for our approval of a variance to enclose the remaining portion of this deck. The handicap ramp to the left will not change in any way, that's essential, all that I have to say. Penny, she can pick it up from here. Thank you.
Basically, the uniqueness of the lot has not changed since the first variance was granted. The lot is irregular in shape and very shallow in the back with a severe slope down to a ditch, which is why the deck was put there in the first place, because the backyard was basically unusable. The deck was within the code. But when we wanted to enclose it, we came and got the variance, requested the variance to enclose it so that we could have a more comfortable part to sit in. And now, hindsight being what it is, we wished we had done the entire deck in the first place, but we didn't. So we are coming back. We have gone over with our contractor who has done the existing room on the back of the house and looked at every conceivable side of the house to see if we could put a shed out. There is no, we are just that close to the building line that there is no way to build a practical, useful size shed. Since the shed is primarily was going to be used to store the outside deck furniture, my thought was the deck is there. Can we just enclose the rest of the deck and then the outside deck furniture and our glider on the front porch could just stay in there during the wintertime, which would then give us the capability of getting both cars into the garage. Right now, every winter, we move the furniture into the garage. On the first picture, you can see our next door neighbor. Probably the place for a shed would have to go between us and him, which is not going to be very nice looking for him. And still, because of the property lines, the most we're going to get is like a 3.5-foot shed inside. It's just not practical to do that money-wise. And as far as curb appearance and the neighbors' consideration, it would be much nicer to just look like the rest of the deck, which is what we are hoping to do if we get the approval for the variance. We would also be able to use the rest of the deck without getting eaten alive by insects. So, as I say, hindsight's great. If we'd known what we knew now, we would have requested the original variance to do the whole deck.
Right.
And we didn't, so it's costing us a little bit more.
Right.
To try to do it at this time.
Okay.
I might add one thing that our community standards, even if this board would so grant us this variance, we still have to go before the board of our architectural review board and our community association to get their approval to do this. They have very high standards in our community, which we have always lived by, and we support them in every way. As you can see by the pictures of the quality of the work that we've had done by our contractor. And so this is what is before us should this board grant us this variance.
Okay, sir. All right. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards, I'll start with you.
This is the portion you want to enclose?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I see where you are. That's okay. So you're just going to enclose that out to where the fence
Pretty much, yes, sir.
Yes.
Pretty much so. That's correct. I might also add that the community, their standards require that all of the siding match the existing home. Even the shingles have to match in design and color to the existing home. So that's the kind of standards that we have to live by. And they're just the two that I know of.
I just had another question.
Okay. And he just
is this where your handicraft ramp comes up?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
And you'll make access to that in there? Is that what you're
That's a, well, through, probably through a sliding door.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't have any other questions.
Mr. Workman?
So it's not a screened-in porch, it's a regular...
It's going to be a mirror image of what's already there.
What's already there, okay.
Three-season room. It will have no heat or air conditioning. The original deck from the flooring of the deck will remain.
Okay.
It would just be enclosed.
I thought you were talking about a screen in. Are you not talking screen in?
No. Well, it'll be screen and glass. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Screen and window. She should say
windows. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I have one other question. You're not encroaching any more than your first variance, is that correct?
No, sir, positively not.
Increasing any?
No. In fact, on this one, this end of the deck is actually at the lower end of the encroachment. We have more backyard in back of this end of the deck than the other end.
All right, thank you, that's all, Mr. Chairman.
It's less.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Okay, and I have no further questions. Mr. Sharp?
I want to make sure, I haven't seen the pictures, so maybe that.
Oh, sure.
When you got the first variance, did you get it just for the one side?
Yes.
Excuse me.
So you're just extending the, are you going to extend what's currently there, or are they going to be interconnected, or?
Just, you're talking about from the room that's there now?
That's going to stay as it is, and we're just.
That wall is going to stay as it is with the excess door there. It's a slider. We're going to keep that for access into the new room, call it.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,433. The applicant has addressed the standards for granting a variance adequately, and I believe the essential character of the neighborhood, of course, you've said that has not been affected at all, because you do have a portion of what you want to do there now, so there is a uniqueness to the property that is the sloping on the back for this portion also would apply to your new addition, and a variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. You explain the reasons you want that for, and the unnecessary hardship is not being created by you. You need the access from the handicap ramp, I imagine, into this portion also, okay? And the variance will not alter essential character of the neighborhood, and the request of the variance is a minimum that will afford relief.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,433. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,433 is approved.
Thank you.
And good luck.
And we love the state of Delaware.
Thank you.